That's number two, the mystery of praise. Number three, mystery to move God is offering. It's offering. It's a mystery I can't understand. His prophet is hungry. The woman, the widow woman, Zarephath, will soon die. The last food she has, eat and quench. Two needs here. How will he answer the woman? He told his prophet, go to that woman that has nothing. The last he has. The last she has. And he went there. A widow. It's a mystery. Brethren, it's a mystery. And despite the fact that that is all she has, the prophet still said, make that meal for me first. Then make for yourself and your child. For it is thus saith the Lord. When you do that, famine will not come near you. You see why I say, if you can get the people to believe, all things are possible to them that believe. It's difficult to believe this one. And you can think along that line. He said, when you come before God's presence, Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 16 says, don't come empty hands. How did Abraham know that when you meet a priest on the way like that, you should bring an offering to him? Revelation. The just shall live by faith. Faith here is revelation. Each time those angels come to Abraham, he must offer a sacrifice. He must kill, do barbecue. For then they will chop. He must give an offering. Why is it that when God is about to do something, he causes you to do another thing, an action that will provoke a reaction? Does God spend money? Does God eat food? Does God use car? Does God use anything physical you offer to him? No, then why does he say, go and give an offering? Amen. He's about to confirm his covenant with Abraham. Then he looked at Abraham. Abraham, take your son, thy only son, and go and offer him to me for a burnt offering. Amen. And you know Abraham was going to kill Isaac. He was going to offer him. Carry the firewood that they will use. Burnt offering is burnt offering. Put fire. Praise God. And just before he did it, he said, no, wait. Now I have confirmed. Amen. Now I have confirmed. I have provided me a lamb for this offering. Oh, glory be to God. And because you have done this, because as far as God was concerned, Abraham has already offered Isaac. You know, where he showed him to go and offer it was 3 days' journey. So that the devil will be ministering to see whether he will change his mind. Now the only one way you get with it, you should say, now go to talk. You should say. But Abraham was already rooted in the mystery of offering. And even if nothing comes from it, he knows the God that provided Isaac will provide another one. With that estate, is ready to give God everything. But why will God demand that you bring first? I gave you the instances that a young man was sitting somewhere here and an offering was called for some minister, and then the last money he had for since the beginning of the year, no sale in his shop. The last money to eat food that day, 1,000 naira. And God was telling him, empty your pocket and take it there. The first one, I lie, you know, agree. Which kind of voice they talk? Which kind of team is this? Amen. 3 times. And then he stood up grudgingly and dropped it. Can't God bless him without giving the offering? He brought it. Later on, he and his wife, they had to beg for somebody to help them to reach home. The next day, he went and opened that shop. And the customers that flocked, there was a program in the church. He had to tell them, go, I am going to church. That temptation be this, make I no go to church. He could not believe it. He closed the shop on customers. He ran here to give us that testimony. But why will God just say, bring that offering? There is a mystery to it. I was telling you people in the camp, women, I said Prophet Daniel was sharing his own with me. He said, this one, oh, now between him and God, you know the preacher more, but this is how he works with God. He said, anytime, he said, he's a prophet, God talks to him, he loves his mother too much. He said, his mother will be rushed to the hospital, and this is how God will come to reveal it to him. That your mother in the village is in the hospital, is sick. He said, you just tell him, your mother is sick. Give me an offering. He said, immediately, whatever he has, he will just take it and go and give the offering. He said, when you hear, he said, you will call them in the village. What your mama? They will say, our mama has just been rushed to the hospital. And he will tell them confidently, don't worry, nothing will happen. She'll be okay. He will go and give the offering. And the mother will be discharged. Not fasting. Not prayer. Just that offering. The same Daniel, one Sunday here, he said that it was time for offering. He said he heard the voice told him, say, double that. Is it double the offering or increase the offering? I don't know how to put it. Where's Daniel? Daniel, okay, it's behind there. Okay. He said, either double the offering. He said, you should double the offering you have. He didn't know why, but he already knows. Each time God is saying, do that, something is about to take place. And then he said, he doubled it, happily ran to the altar and dropped it. I didn't know. As soon as I faced that side, the Lord pointed to him. And that is how he received his deliverance. I called him out. And in the course of praying, the Lord ministered to me. He just got a car. And the enemy was attacking him. And not knowing that the previous day, it was attacked throughout as he started washing that car. He was not himself again until the morning. And for doing that, God mentioned his case for deliverance. And I've told you several times, people, even within the church here, the young man that said, we were doing feet washing, somebody was washing feet with him, and said, brother, I don't know you, but see what I'm hearing. The Lord said you should take an offering to the pastor. Take an offering to the pastor. I've shared this before in case somebody is hearing me for the first time. And he said, he was wondering, you know, what he would give the pastor. So he was delaying it until in a dream, he saw somebody giving me 500 naira. He was shouting in that dream, pastor, collect 500 naira gift. Then he knew that God was telling him, it is not the amount, it is the action. Well, he came only to discover that the problem he had that tied his money down, that organization, the head of that organization is my personal friend. And right there and then, I made a call, and the army officer told him he should come over to Kaduna, and the contract was given to him. He came with, I said, 5,000 naira or so. I told you, a church had, and when I'm saying this, there are people that listen upside down. I am not telling you to bring offering to me so that you receive blessing. I am telling you the mystery of offering. Some people will put 100 naira inside envelope. But Jerry, I want to show for pastor. Don't do that. Praise God. It may be a poor person around you. It may be that unbelieving neighbor around you that has a need. And God will tell you, give him. And it may be your ministry, listening to me now around the world, a need in that church that you are capable of meeting. That's why preachers of prosperity and preachers of faith, they broke it down and they call it seed faith offering. Why do they call it seed? Because you plant it, there will be a harvest from it. Hallelujah. I say a church, the pastor, and he may be listening to me now, somewhere in Gondu area, says they could not pay the rent of their place of worship. He could not pay his house rent. He could not, even his car, he could not fix it. Everything crumbled. And the intercessors were praying. And one of them gave thoughts, said the Lord, that he should take an offering to Pastor Moses of Bride Assembly Church and let him bless you. He called me, and I gave him the address of my house. He came with 500 naira. He said, this is all he had. I told him, it's not the money, it is the action. It's not the amount, it is the action. That woman of Zarephath had very little, very little, very little, very little. All she had, it may be your own. And then, your own equivalent. He knelt down, I blessed him. According to him, the next day, according to him, he says he received a call from America. Somebody was apologizing, sorry, I made a vow for you. When you pray for me, so time, I forgot. Somebody, anybody holding your blessing, God will cause them to remember you tonight. But it happened by an offering. You see? That's why I say it's a mystery. It happened by an offering. By an offering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know, I'm sharing my own now. Many of you, individually, you have such testimonies. I know. You know already. You know the mystery of offering. That's why when this unbeliever, he called himself Daddy something, Daddy Freeze or something like that. You know, talking against tithe, and then people were following. I say, the spirit of poverty won't come upon some people. Devil is introducing poverty. God gave us principle of prosperity is in tithes and offerings. That is our kingdom rule. There's a scripture I have been quoting to our sisters and to our brethren last week. There is a statement there that you must take note of. We are in this world, but not of this world. Esther chapter 3 and verse 8. What did it say? It said, and Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and disperse among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. See the statement. And their laws are diverse from all people. Their laws are diverse from all people. Unbelievers cannot understand how the kingdom principles work. And they are coming to do human rights and activism in the scripture, in the church. Whatever the pastors are doing with the tithe, God will judge them. But I have my own obligation to pay according to the word. According to the word. It is a kingdom principle. Pay your tithe. You have done your own. And God will bless you. If they use the tithe wrongly, God will judge them. But you that gave, you are blessed. It's a principle you must understand. Let me rush and close this so that we move ahead, because God is going to bless somebody today. Somebody, today is the last day you will take that prayer point. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number four. Number one is thanksgiving. Number two is praises. Number three, things that move God. Offerings, offerings. And number four is fasting. There's a mystery about fasting. If you really, truly want to go on a prayer program, you're seeking something before the Lord, you want to confront a situation, don't only go and start praying. Depending on the seriousness of what you are looking for, jam it with fasting. The Lord was revealing the other time to understand fasting. He gave a vision and an axe was, you know, an axe was, they were using an axe to fell a tree, to cut down the tree. And they were cutting. And they were cutting. They stopped. Then small time. It was getting too difficult. They took that axe head and went and sharpened it. When they sharpened it very well, they now came. And they just, wow, the thing was just entering. And very easily, in no time, the tree fell down. And the Lord was giving interpretation. Now that axe is your prayer. That tree is the situation you are confronting. He said, sharpening that axe is what fasting does to your prayer. When you confront a matter, that going to the Lord in prayer, and you jam it with fasting, the result comes out easily. Even we that are ministers, he said, this type cannot go except by fasting and praying. If a pastor that lives a life, a minister generally, that lives a life of fasting, regular fasting, keeps you in a spiritual estate where you can confront spiritual problems easier. You cast out devils easier. You lay your hand on the sick, healing easier. You do spirit, you contact heaven also. Easier. You do spiritual exploits. Easier. You flow in the spirit. Easier. Praise God. So I wanted to give a test, a trial. I wanted to teach practical teaching. So all the prophets, some time ago, I packed all of them to the camp. For 3 days, no food. Many of them were not used to eat. They were grumbling. I said, a lie. No food. He says, by grace, pastor, it's not by fast. This thing that I was born with it. Whether fast, I said, a lie. The Bible says some cannot go except by fasting and prayer. We are consecrating ourselves. Let's consecrate ourselves. You know, when we came back, the ease with which they were operating, the same prophets came and met me. He said, Mark, they go this kind of prayer regularly. They saw the effect. That is another mystery. And the Lord taught us how to fast. It's always a secret exercise between you and Him. That is number four. And that is why when there was a problem confronting Jehoshaphat, he declared fasting. When they were going to kill the whole of the Jews, Mordecai called Esther and told her, go and meet the king. But in this empire, whoever you are, whether you are a queen or anybody, you cannot go on your own to meet the king except he sends for you. If you pass into his palace without him calling you, he will cut off your neck. How will I go now? How will I go? How will I go? For God to make a way for him? Amen. He said, the whole of the Jews in the land, let's take fasting. No food, no water. 3 days. No food, no water. After that, did it work? Are we together? Did it work? Did it work? It's very easy. God, we make a way where there seems to be no way. How did he make way for Esther? Through fasting. Before you sing that song, go, make sure you are fasting. To make a way for you, for wherever you want to go, for whatever you want to do. Praise God. And finally, number five, the mysteries, principles, mysterious principles that move God when you have situation. Number five is vow. Vow. When you get desperate and you make a vow, vows don't come anyhow. Vows don't come anyhow. Don't make vow anyhow. There are some vows that you make and they are powerless vows. Vows come from desperation. Desperation pushes you. Lord, if you do this for me, Anna got desperate. Her condition had to change. She has been coming and praying every time, but one day, the reproach she was having from her mate was too much. She decided, no, today I will settle. This Shiloh we are going must be the final Shiloh. What did she do? She made a vow. And as soon as she made that vow, God called the attention of the priests. God answered her. They are coming to attack the nation. King Jephthah. Lord. These people are stronger than us. But if you give me victory in this battle, when I come back, the first thing that will come out of my house as I'm coming back from victory, I will offer it to you for a burnt offering. It comes from desperation. 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 Don't make vow anyhow. And when you make that vow, be sure. Listen, this, I'm talking about a vow, not a vow somebody tells you to make. I'm talking about things that move God. Vows that you yourself from desperation. Nobody knows between you and God. And when you do that, God will respond immediately. But when he responds, you must fulfill your vow. He said, when you don't fulfill it, he will demand it. And if you refuse, he will close every door. He will fight you. We are here tonight. don't know how many people believe what I am saying. If you believe what I am saying, you practice it. The evidence you believe is that you will practice it. He said, you will prosper. I am a servant of God too. If you believe what I'm teaching you, because everything I told you, I gave you Bible reference. And I gave you practical reference that I have witnessed. Let me know how many people believe what I'm saying here tonight. Can you stand up? Only those who believe should stand up. If you don't believe, sit down. If you see anybody sitting down, don't tap them to stand up. You'll be forcing them. That means they are unbelievers. You want God to move in your life? Thanksgiving, praises, offerings, fasting and prayers, vow. Note them somewhere. Practice it. Your prayer life will be sweet. You say, I don't know how to pray for long. Pastor, nobody told you that you have to pray for long. It is the preambles that make your prayer long. Your request is straightforward. Lord, I want to marry this year. Oh, now to talk that one, then you go pray for long. Now to talk that one, it's not one statement, it's not one sentence. But what makes your prayer long is that you started with thanksgiving. Then you entered praise. Before you now pray. Amen. If you understood what I told you, what I have taught now, and you are ready to practice it, let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. Not here, anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. Offering is a seed. Once you give, there must be a reaction. When you give, you receive. That's why he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's better to be a giver than to be a beggar. That's what it means. Are we ready now to thank him? Musician, so you understand what I'm saying? You know Thanksgiving songs? You know praises? You know now prayer songs? There's prayer songs. You are praying, but in songs. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Hallelujah. When you want a situation to change, and you want Jesus Christ to change that situation, then you can say, when Jesus comes, the tempter's bar is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know how to praise God on earth, the teaching us all. Know how to thank him, how the teaching us all. And know the difference between praising God and praying in song. Lord, lift me up and let me start. It's a prayer. It's not praises. It's a prayer. And you want to encourage yourself. There shall be showers of blessings. You are encouraging yourself. You are not praising God. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling. I gave him my altar. You are encouraging yourself. You never begin praise God though. You never begin praise God though. To God be the glory. Great is. You are saying something now. You are saying something now. Praise God. Everything now double, double. Everything now double. You are encouraging yourself. Not be praised, so. But when you say, my God is a good God, you are praising him. You are praising him now. You are praising him now. You are praising him now. Eh? I wish I can sing in Igbo. I would have been sifting and telling you which Igbo song is praise and which Igbo song is encouraging yourself and which Igbo song is fighting. Instead of you to leave the battle to the Lord, you are fighting yourself. And anytime you start that fight, you will step aside. Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. You cannot command Holy Ghost to do anything. Satan, don't fall for God. Match him. Oh yeah, match him now. You are only encouraging. I didn't say it's a wrong song, but know when to sing that type of song. I'm sorry, there are songs. I mean, when peace like a river attended my soul. You know you are not praising God. You're only encouraging yourself. It is well. It is well with my soul. Now your soul, you talk now. It is well. You are encouraging yourself. But it's time to sing that one. We are going to thank him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. And thanksgiving comes only from an appreciative heart. When you look back at the goodness of the Lord. You can only thank God if you have a testimony. And brethren, we have too many reasons to thank God. You are alive, you are not in the grave. You are not in the hospital. Amen. It's by God's mercy. Somebody here can remember that danger you escaped and see as a reason to thank him. Remember the prayer you prayed and he answered. Remember the one you didn't even pray and yet he stepped down, he came down. We have too many reasons. Too many reasons. Too many. There are some people that have only one kidney. You have two. You see, there are some people that take drugs every hour for the rest of their life to be alive. You, your own, is aku, eat. Some people have money, they can afford anything, but no appetite to eat. Okay, some have appetite, no food to eat. But you have both appetite and food to eat. And yet, you don't get to work. How about, won't you thank God? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are here and you want to connect to heaven. Shout a very loud hallelujah.